Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
You know, a couple of my patients came to me asking me about pregnancy sex. They needed to know, what's the bottom line? They had wild and crazy questions about it. And, so this is worthy of a segment on Her Radio. The five things you need to know about pregnancy sex. And Dr. Alyssa Dweck is going to help us with this. She's a full-time practicing OBGYN at the Mount Kisco Medical Group in Westchester County, New York. And her book, you've got to get this book, is V is for Vagina, Your A to Z Guide to Periods, Piercings, Pleasures, and So Much More. All right, Dr. Dweck, welcome to Her Radio. And what is pregnancy sex?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So pregnancy sex, look, pregnancy is not a medical condition where you have to give up your sexual life. So in most cases, sex during pregnancy really is perfectly safe. And I say that with a couple of caveats. First of all, sex is not going to damage your baby. I get that question all the time in my office. And unless you're having issues during your pregnancy where your healthcare provider tells you to avoid sexual activity, it's really just fine to go forward. So I think that's really important to know.
Oh, I hear that all the time. It's like, I'm going to kill my baby. and I think it's really important also, let's go to a different place. Women, you know, are having some conflicting feelings about themselves as they get, you know, larger and larger throughout the pregnancy. There's a body image thing going on. They feel huge. And so how does that impact, you know, on in your experience as an OBGYN, on their whole feeling about having sex in the first place?
Right. Well, early on in the first trimester, when some women are feeling truly awful with nausea and vomiting and they just don't feel well, I think sexual activity may diminish a little bit. However, a little after the nausea phase passes, think about the amount of increased blood flow going to the genital area and how much that may enhance lubrication and arousal, and lots of women feel incredibly sexy because of this. As pregnancy goes along, their breasts get fuller, they are very curvy, they feel incredibly fertile, their partners may find them to be incredibly attractive because of that, and I think sexuality can really be enhanced at that time.
Well, are their orgasms even more intense because of this?
Certainly, some people report incredibly intense orgasms during pregnancy due to the hormonal shifts that are occurring, the increased vascular flow and engorgement to the genital area. In fact, many women will come in almost sheepish telling me that they've had an orgasm in their sleep without any direct stimulation, and this is not an uncommon occurrence during pregnancy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I hope everyone heard that out there. So if you're feeling a little, you know, helpless and hopeless, you know, as you're getting bigger, I don't know, there's some pretty interesting, you know, what is this, pregnancy with benefits? Maybe that's
yes,
a way
is.
To look at it.
I think a couple of things need to be kept in mind, and one of them is position change during pregnancy. Certainly, after 16 or 20 weeks of pregnancy, women are typically advised to avoid being flat on their backs. So you can easily tilt yourself with a pillow onto the side, or assume positions like woman on top position, doggy style position, spooning position during sex, and these will be a little bit more comfortable, especially as pregnancy progresses. So that's important.
Okay. All right. And some women, you know, hate being on top during pregnancy because they feel so huge. Have you found that to be an issue in your practice?
I think it's individual, but that's when spooning or doggy style or just activities other than vaginal penetration may be really helpful for these women who don't like being on top.
Aha. Okay, so really, as we're looking at this whole issue, you can actually feel sexier. Your partner may find you sexier when you're pregnant. You've got this hormonal tsunami going on inside of you, which can lead to all kinds of interesting benefits, including even more intense orgasms, some of which don't even involve your partner. These are all good things. And so it's totally safe to get busy with a bump. And so it's okay. Now, is this a good time to be? Yeah, well, I know. But is this a good time to be doing sexual experimentation?
No, this is not a good time to, you know, start hanging from chandeliers or try things that maybe you've never tried before. It's important to know that the cervix may become a little bit more delicate and vascular during pregnancy, so staining or bleeding during intercourse during pregnancy is not that unusual, although it should be checked out with your healthcare provider. You also may be put on pelvic rest or abstinence if you're having pregnancy troubles with things like a placenta previa or preterm labor or something along that line. So these are things to keep in mind, and you should be checking and touching base with your healthcare provider.
But if you don't have any of those issues going on, if you're not at bed rest with preeclampsia and other issues like this,
right.
And if you're having, for all intent and purposes, a fairly normal pregnancy, then you can kind of continue with the same kind of practices and rituals you had before, except for the changes in the position as you get larger and larger. So would you say that would be a good recommendation?
I think that's typically fine. One thing to keep in mind is during oral sex, you know, you really want to avoid any fluid or air going into the vagina. That could be dangerous. And during anal sex, if you care to go that route, keep in mind that hemorrhoids are incredibly common when you're pregnant, and they can bleed and they can be uncomfortable. So that's something you want to keep in mind if you're engaging in anal sex.
Okay. And so I really think that it's important for women to understand that, you know, when they're pregnant, this is an amazing time in their life as their body morphs, to feel really good about themselves, to feel very sexual, to not stop sexual activity just because you're pregnant. I mean, have you had women come to you who just say, no, I'm pregnant. You know, I can't, you know,
yes,
I'm going to have to curtail a lot of this.
I have
so
women saying,
what's going
that,
on in their mind, and what do you counsel them with?
Well, I think that I try to really impair that sex during pregnancy enhances your general well-being. It's fun. It's great opportunity for bonding and closeness with your partner. And, you know,
and de-stressing.
And de-stressing, no question about it. So you're going to look forward to a lot of sleepless nights with a newborn baby. You may as well enjoy your private time while you can.
Oh, gosh, I just thought about that. That's a great idea. Cram in what you can right now, because it's going to change up like there's no tomorrow. So, you know, I would say at the end of the day, you have helped us understand the five things you need to know about pregnancy sex. We've really been looking at positions, that you're even sexier. It's totally safe to get busy with a bump. Leave the sex experiments, as it were, for another time after the baby. And that you have pregnancy with benefits. Your orgasms could be even more intense. How totally cool is that? All right. So, everyone out there, you've got to get this book by Dr. Alyssa Dweck, our wonderful OBGYN who's been helping us understand pregnancy sex. V is for vagina, your A to Z guide to periods, piercings, pleasures, and so much more. Dr. Dweck, thank you for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, along with Michelle King-Robeson, who's on vacation. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.